So this is your two-minute warning, or two-poem warning, before the two-poem warning, which Kirk is going to have to give you. And oddly enough, the last time I saw him, he was a 17-year-old skinny guy in my 11th grade American literature class at Holland High School. I'm David James, and in case you would be thinking of a taller, balder, and even older David James, that's the David James from the east side. I'm the David James from the west side, down Hope College Way. Thanks to the Dunes Review, this was good news since the Dunes Review rejected me before. And weirdly enough, this was the last poem I would have thought they would accept. It's a strange one. But anyway, I'm very glad to be reading. And like I say, it's a weird poem. So this is one of those poems that would really be best if you looked at it while I read it. So if you turn to your hymnals in page 80, it's called Thanks, Frank. And it combines some strange things. Frank O'Hara and Walt Whitman. When I think of New York City, I think of those two poets who are very, very, very different poets. And if you are looking at it, you can see that the epigraph is from Frank O'Hara. And I did want to read you just a tiny bit of Walt Whitman's Manhattan, which Kirk read in my American literature class back in 1987. And just to give you a feel for his rather sincere tribute to New York City, as opposed to Frank O'Hara's, maybe he was sincere, but mostly it seems really silly. So here's Walt Whitman. I was asking for something specific and perfect for my city, whereupon, lo, up sprang the aboriginal name. Now I see what there is in a name, a word, liquid, sane, unruly, musical, self-sufficient. I see that the word of my city is that word from of old. And if I screech down to the end of the poem, he says, a million people, manners, free and superb, open voices, hospitality, the most courageous and friendly young men, city of hurried and sparkling waters, city of spires and masts, city nested in bays, my city. And then you have Frank O'Hara. This isn't about New York, but he says, Picasso made me tough and quick, and the world. I have no idea what that means. So this is a silly poem that combines some Frank O'Hara stuff and some Whitman stuff, and I just wanted to see what would happen. That's why it's so weird. I can't believe Dunes Review actually chose it to be in the magazine. So a little bit of Whitman voice, a little bit of O'Hara voice, and then they come together at the end. Have I explained this enough for everybody? Okay. Thanks, Frank. Picasso made me tough and quick and the world. I happened to be asking for something specific, whereupon, lo, Van Gogh made me brazen and minuscule and the wheat. Warhol made me musical and a shovel. Buxtehude brooded me wondrous and bluish and a bicycle. Wagner, vaguer, a glacier. Baudelaire made me impish and rhythmic, a decadence. Chekhov, treacherous, and the astrodome. Thus I, beginning to see what there is in a name, when Baryshnikov turned me burly and duplicitous and 20 pancakes, and Duncan danced me drunk, wary of wavering neckwear. Chaplin made me sleek, transcendental, a translator. Weissmiller, a ululator, a figure of velocity and greed. By now, I was anticipating an upspring of the aboriginal, but P.T. Barnum spurred me spiffy and perseverous, a museum, F.L. Wright, timeless, and the prairie. Finally, insanely, I was needing to unfurl, needing to become unruly, and though Whitman had transformed me, transplanted me, actually, O'Hara, oh, O'Hara, you made me local and infinite and a city.